And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. And, you know, like I sometimes say, too, I tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. So listen, if you get sick on a Saturday morning, what do? Wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area, all of them are open 7 days a week. And all of them will see all ages. I'm talking like pediatric to geriatric, what I always say. Locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham metro area. Listen, if you need assistance, non-emergency, Southern Immediate Care, find the location nearest to you and head on down there. It is so worth it. Why do I know? Because this is who I use personally. And I'm not kidding. And I don't use them because they advertise. I had been using them for a while, and I was so pleased that I thought, I'm just going to see if they will, because I could talk about these folks. And sure enough, here they are. Well, it turns out the chain's owned by a Right Side ruffian. That doesn't hurt. But yeah, all I'm saying is this. Southern Immediate Care is there for you in a variety of places. If you need them, head on down there. Do me a favor. When you go in there and fill out those forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. I am in this section right now that I'm calling Taking the Red Pill. And I got a bunch of texts, and we'll get to those here in a moment. So here's one example. Jamie Dimon. All right, so J.P. Morgan Chase, he's the CEO. He is not known for being a conservative, but he is known for being a realist. I mean, just like in 2020, he's one of those guys who took a knee in front of Black Lives Matter. And then he committed $30 billion with a B, $30 billion from J.P. Morgan Chase to, quote, advance racial equity. And then he goes to places like the World Economic Forum. But this past week at the World Economic Forum, it appeared that Jamie Dimon may have actually taken the red pill. Story here on New York Post says Jamie Dimon has seen the light. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO had liberals clutching at their pearls when he copped to a simple, in some circles, unutterable truth that former President Donald Trump and the GOP in general may have been right about a lot. And here's his comments. He was doing a CNBC interview at the World Economic Forum, and he said this. He said, just step back and be honest. Talking about Trump, he said he was kind of right about NATO. He was kind of right on immigration. He grew the economy quite well. Trade tax reform, it worked. He was right about some of China. And then he kept pushing, and they're like, they didn't know what to do with him because this is Jamie Dimon. He's the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase. And he said, the Democrats have done a good job with the deplorables about hugging their Bibles and their beer and their guns. And he goes, I mean, really? Can we stop that stuff and actually grow up and treat other people respectfully and just listen to them a bit? And I do think the economy will affect, and I think this negative talk about MAGA is going to hurt Biden's reelection campaign. That is actually a Democrat, Wall Street guy, who is apparently taking the red pill. But we're seeing this all over the place. There's a story right now that just came up on Fox. Eric Swalwell of Fang Fang, background. Swalwell is calling out soft-on-crime prosecutors in his state for letting dangerous people threaten our kids. That's liberal Swalwell. What the heck? So, red pill everywhere we look. How about... All right, I don't know if he has a snowball's... What? We got something before I go any further?
I'm curious if it's... Are they taking the red pill or are we just hitting a point where some of these folks are... They're more emboldened to actually... say like their genuine thoughts and not feel like they're going to get bombarded from all the people that will try to cancel them. And
Okay.
You see what I'm getting at?
I do. Euphemism on my part about the red pill, right?
No, I know
you know that. But what I'm saying, in reality, I think some of this is people realizing they can't just lie like that anymore. At some point they realize I can't do the Karine Jean-Pierre thing anymore. I can't, you know, and they're just at that point. And Jamie Dimon being one of them. Swalwell apparently hit his point on some soft on crime prosecutors. And then you got this guy, Dean Phillips, who's running against Biden. Now he's trying to make Biden look bad because he's running against him, but he's a Democrat. He's the only true, well, he's one of the only true Democrats in the race. He got 20% of the New Hampshire primary, but, sort of, but he just went to a Trump rally the other day. He was campaigning across the street, had his small crowd that he has been speaking to, Democrats. He saw Trump signs, Haley signs, Biden signs at the polls. He was shaking hands with everybody. Then he realized there was a Trump rally. And he says, and I'm looking at a story here on Fox, he just went on down there and thought, you know what? I'm going to go see what this is all about. And so the Democrat contender for the nomination for the Democrat, you know, party goes to a Trump rally. And what he said was, they were the most hospitable, thoughtful, kind people I've interacted with in a long time. Had the best time. And I'm thinking, he may have just taken a red pill. He may have just had a moment where all of a sudden it wasn't those MAGA Republicans. Maybe things got a little less polarizing. Why? Because he realized that all the stuff being said may not carry much weight when you go and actually meet the people. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you actually stop and talk to some folks.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's going to be times when people call in here and I don't agree with them at all. But there'll also be the opportunity to, I mean, I've got friends that do not agree with all of my positions.
Well, and
they're still friends.
So, not to go down a rabbit hole, but that whole discussion of are we so much more divided, you know, going back to Jeff's comment about the division with the Civil War. Are we really as divided as we, or are they just trying to make us think we're so divided?
Well, the point being made by this guy, Dean Phillips, was that very thing. He says, the people were so decent. He said, I call it angertainment. Talking about anger.
Yeah.
And entertain. So I call it angertainment. Angertainment would have us believe that we are much more divided than we are. I am sick of seeing headlines and clickbait that start with the words backlash or, people getting called out or doxing for an opinion. There's got to be the recognition that I may not agree with you and I don't have to agree with you. But it doesn't mean that I have to, at the same time, experience backlash for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll talk about your policies and then talk about the good things you did tomorrow. And that's one of the things I did enjoy in Montgomery the most, was when you're face-to-face with people you disagree with, the funny thing was the next day you're agreeing on something together. And that can happen. But it can only happen if folks begin to actually wake up to the realities going on around them. You got to take the red pill. Oregon, here's one on policy. State of Oregon. Oh, God bless Oregon. Bless their hearts.
Beautiful state.
Out in Oregon. I love Oregon. In 2020, the voters in Oregon approved a measure that would do what they called reimagining efforts to deal with drug addiction by decriminalizing nearly every drug out there. The entire illicit drug trade just became okay under state law, and it has gone badly. The idea that it was going to help has been proven to be a complete fallacy. The results, it says here in this article on hotair.com, have been nothing short of catastrophic. Junkies overdosing and in many cases dying on public sidewalks and in the parks. The hands of the police are now tied. They can't do anything about it. Supposedly mandatory recovery plans are being widely ignored by drug users. And this week, Oregon Democrats, who originally dreamed up this plan, finally seemed to realize the error of their ways, and new legislation has been introduced that would recriminalize public drug use and possession, allow the police to confiscate illegal drugs and arrest those engaging in it. And this is only done after the lawmakers finally realized that public opinion has apparently soured. An entire state took a red pill, no pun intended, about drugs.
So I will say... Good for them.
Good for them.
Like, yeah, I mean, they're going to get browbeat and people are, but good for them. Good for them for, you know, at least being able to stamp up and go, yeah, that maybe was a bad idea.
Well, the stories keep going. I'm not even going to get into all of it because we're about to hit the last break of the day. But, I've got a story here about one Democrat senator who's actually saying it's time to please secure the border. You know, I've got the thing on Swalwell I told you about a moment ago. I've got people recognizing that businesses that have been traditionally in their area are finally closing down, and they know they've got to make some changes. Like In-N-Out Burger, by the way, which has been loyal to Oakland, and they finally closed down that store because they said that they could no longer justify putting their staff and customers in harm's way with the level of crime and the activity going on in and around that store. The red pill, brother. The red pill. Take the red pill. That's what I'm saying. Wake them up.
I love me some In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, I've never, you know, yeah. And now I'm really hungry. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, last break of the day. Go home time on a Friday afternoon. You guys stay tuned. We'll come back and get your text messages. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right, a bunch of you guys are on the road out there headed home for the weekend. Blessings on you. Be careful in the traffic. I got a call real quick from Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing mighty fine. Happy Friday to all, and have Absolutely. A good weekend.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
G. Gordon Liddy, based on your last few phrases about all of us being divided, or some of us being divided. G. Gordon Liddy actually had a phrase, I'm paraphrasing it, which I always appreciated, which is civility is the lubrication that keeps relationships together.
Wow. That's good.
And I remember that, and it can be marriages, it can be between the parties of the country, it can expand to many areas.
That was one interesting dude too, G. Gordon Liddy. I did not think of him as a philosopher, but that was one interesting dude. Well, all right.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Brian. See you, man.
Thanks.
G. Gordon Liddy. He had a great radio program too. What early days back in the days when Rush was really setting the stage, there were a few others who got in, and G. Gordon Liddy was one of them. Golly, the text messages. Let's see what we got here. Let's grab a few of these. Thank y'all for texting in, by the way, 833-687-4448. If you got a last-minute text you want to send it, send it. Rex from Huntsville says, you may already know this, but Fetterman's office is right next to Katie Britt's, and she's been there for him whether he admits it or not. That's interesting. I did not know that. That is very interesting. Both freshman senators, so I guess they got kind of in the same hallway. Jamie from Hartzell says, we have a 1956 GE refrigerator that still works on the back porch.
Wow.
Woo! That is, well, see, now I've got a 1949 Cavalier stand-up Coke machine. And it would run right now if I plugged it back in, but it developed a rattle, and it got a little irritating. So, I mean, it's still cooling down. It would keep drinks like the kind where you pop open a Coke and it'd be like a little bit of slush inside it.
Mm.
That's the goodness, man. That's just glorious. What else we got in here? Randy from Huntsville says, this is Randy from Huntsville. Yes, it is. He says, I have an Amana refrigerator, the single door one with the freezer above, and I bought it in 1991. It's in my garage, and it was still running last year. I bought a nicer one to replace it, and the shelves are sagging already, which are glass, and the plastic pieces are thinner, and it's definitely made cheaper, waiting to see how long this one lasts. It's our throwaway society.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't make them like they used to.
They make things for scheduled obsolescence, so that you'll have to buy the next new thing. We built our house a few years ago, and of course, you know, when you put in your appliances, so we're only 3 years into it, and our ice maker already quit in our new refrigerator. which is supposed to be a nice refrigerator, but there it is.
I'm just wondering if Jamie's taking bids on that 1956 GE.
Put that sucker on eBay, man. People are calling in. Scott from Russellville says, I had a refrigerator in my basement that was made in the early to mid-60s. Still runs great. Oh, he has it still, and it still runs great. See, this is what I'm saying. Bryant from Huntsville. That's Bryant with a T from Huntsville says, if anything, Trump gave her more fame. Talking about the lady who just won that case. If anything, Trump gave her more fame. I don't even know who she was till this. Well, nobody knew who she was till this. But she's going to be the poster child for excessive damages now. John from Lexington, South Carolina says, no matter how much you slice this, half the population votes for this crap. Yes, that's exactly right. John from Harvest says the Babylon Bee had the perfect headline for Fetterman. Senator becomes more conservative as his brain improves.
Nice.
The Bee. Well played. Mike from Huntsville says, or maybe Fetterman isn't really Fetterman. Gotta go. There's a black helicopter. Mike from Huntsville. But, you know, if they're going to clone somebody, I mean, find somebody easier to clone. Old boys like Lurch from the Addams Family. I mean, he's a big old galoot.
Maybe some physical defects don't show up as much on the clone. I don't know.
Thomas from Athens says, red pill equal red conservative, blue pill equals, and then just like the symbology for things that we can't say on the air.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll just stop there. JT Lacey Springs, Butters, not been listening much this week. Did I catch hits that you're leaving RSR? If so, all right, so I'll go ahead and say right now, hadn't said much about it. I just read that text out loud before I realized what I was reading. So y'all don't know, but Butters has been a stand-up guy for us. I'm going to brag on you for a minute. I'll probably brag on you again next week. I may even shed a tear next week. But the reality is this. When Boomer, you know, and Boomer, we love him. We still talk to Boomer periodically, and he and McQueen are doing great. But Boomer had an opportunity that came along for his family that he had to take. Well, you just don't find somebody overnight to come sit in this chair and push all these buttons who can also talk on the microphone and do good things and actually have something to say. And Butters, who had been, I'm talking about you, you're sitting right here, it's weird. I know, but here we go. Butters, who had been the guy who would come in once in a while to fill in when Boomer needed the day off or whatever, said, you know what, I can fill in. I can give you at least 90 days. And I was like, 90 days is awesome. It took almost the full 90 days to find somebody. So for those of y'all that are out there who have basically adopted Butters like the rest of us have, just know this. He is still going to be part of the Right Side family. But from day one, he has been the guy who has just been filling a block for us while we work to find somebody else to sit in the seat. And, brother, we appreciate you more than you can possibly know.
Well, I've enjoyed it. I appreciate getting to do this a little bit more than just the handful of times I did before. And look forward to doing it again when the need arises. So, it's been fun. And I'm sure I'll probably be calling in for a little Butters and Lee action for a little while.
I suspect you better. But, yeah. So,
I've got other media clients and stuff I've got to take care of. So.
No, there's nobody more important than the ruffian audience. But anyway, we love you, man, and we appreciate you, and thank you for next. He'll be here next week. He'll be here all next week. He's been training Big Rig, who's the guy who just came in, who's got a really cool background too. We'll be talking to Big Rig more about who he is and where he's from. But I can tell you this, he played in a metal band for a number of years after he spent some time in the Air Force. That's kind of cool. But Big Rig will be taking over the board after next week. And in the meantime, it's a left seat, right seat ride between he and Butters, swapping out and learning and growing and doing.
Grades are in with about 10 seconds.
John from Huntsville says, Phil, your performance today was absolutely amazing. You get an A double plus. However, Butters' performance is slightly more amazing, so he is today's winner with an A triple plus. Congratulations. Also, a quote from the tennis legend John McEnroe sums up today's news. Quote, you cannot be serious. All right. Amazing audience. We love you. You guys have a great weekend. Butters and I will be back here Monday at 2. See you then.